for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for partly cloudy skies with a high of 52. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 40. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Frontier Community College students Rebecca Smith and Courtney York have been named to the Phi Theta Kappa All-Illinois Academic Team. The recognition honors students who demonstrate outstanding academic performance, campus leadership, and responsible community involvement. A ceremony for recipients across the state had been planned for April 14th in Springfield, but the event has since been canceled due to social distancing and safety restrictions. Smith is a second-year student of FCC and is a member of Phi Theta Kappa, Student Senate, and TRIO Student Support Services. She's been named to the CEO's list each semester for having a GPA of at least 3.9. Smith also works as a CNA at Heritage Woods in Flora and plans to transfer to the University of Southern Indiana after graduation to earn a bachelor's degree in health professions. She then hopes to work towards a master's degree in pre-medicine and become a physician's assistant. She's the daughter of David and Lisa Smith. A native of Greenwood, Indiana, York is also a second-year student. She's an athlete for Frontier Softball, president for Student Senate, and vice president for Phi Theta Kappa. She has also served as a student worker in the Bobcat Den, and she was named to the CEO's list for academic honors. York plans to transfer to a university in the fall to pursue elementary education and would eventually like to earn a master's degree in child psychology. York is the daughter of Bob and Kim York. Phi Theta Kappa is an international honor society dedicated to recognizing scholarship among two-year college students. To be eligible, students must be enrolled in an associate degree program and must have completed 12 hours of coursework with a 3.5 GPA. More news next.
TT Nails and Tans, located at 308 East Main Street in Fairfield, offering a modern, clean, relaxing facility for your next girl's day out. Let TT create a look that is right for you with a full nail set, manicure, polish change, or pedicure. Get some sun rays without the heat with TT's laydown or stand-up tanning beds. Versa Pro spray tanning is also an option. Call 842-9898 for an appointment. TT Nails and Tans, 308 East Main Street, Fairfield.
When a need for medical care arises outside of regular business hours, simply visit Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Urgent Care at the FMH Medical Complex, 213 Northwest 10th Street, Suite A Left. There is no need for an appointment, and walk-ins are always welcome. Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care treats strains, sprains, sore throats, colds, flu, minor lacerations, minor fractures, and more. Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 5.
In other news, 39-year-old Belmont resident Kevin K. Yokel was sentenced to prison in Edwards County Circuit Court by Judge Michael Valentine on Friday. He was given 7 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections, along with a 2-year term of mandatory supervision upon his release, or MSR, for a count of aggravated driving under the influence of alcohol. The sentence will run concurrently with a 4-year sentence in the IDOC, along with 1-year MSR for a count of driving with a revoked license. He was also ordered to pay a $2,500 fine plus court costs. Edwards County State's Attorney Eric St. Ledger prosecuted the case, and public defender Brian Schinkel represented Yokel. According to a Facebook post last week by Courtney Cox for Judge, the Republican race to fill the vacancy of Judge David Overstreet on the Second Judicial Circuit could be undecided until the end of the month. As of last week, Cox and Matthew Hartrick were separated by 106 votes and were awaiting the return of mail-in ballots. Hartrick was leading 9,745 votes to Cox's 9,639. Hartrick won in Wayne County 1,787 votes to 749, and he won in Edwards County 698 to 283. In light of the governor's stay-at-home order, Fairfield Memorial Hospital has postponed its reduced-rate lab event and will reschedule for a later date. The hospital says it is aware this may cause a hardship for those who rely on the labs to get results for medication adjustment, and it will do its best to reschedule the event as soon as possible. FMH will continue to remain open for all healthcare needs, and it's developing processes for providers to utilize telemedicine for patients who can be served without a face-to-face visit. The hospital also wants to reassure those with anxiety over the situation, and it says people with pre-existing mental health conditions should continue with their treatment, unless prescribed by a healthcare provider, and they should be aware of new or worsening symptoms. Secretary of State Jesse White has announced all of his statewide offices, including driver services facilities, will remain closed to the public through April 7th. Expiration dates for driver's licenses, ID cards, vehicle registrations, and other transactions and document filings will be extended for the duration of the disaster proclaimed by Governor Pritzker, plus 30 days after the disaster ends. White reminds people many transactions may be completed at cyberdriveillinois.com, including obtaining a duplicate license or ID card, renewing a vehicle registration, obtaining a driver record abstract, renewing a standard license with the Safe Driver Renewal Program, and filing business service documents. The Hope Center in Albion will be open on Wednesday from 9 to 10 a.m. for people to get emergency food. The facility will let in one family at a time. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced 296 new cases of COVID-19 in the state yesterday, including an infant. IDPH also announced three deaths, including a Cook County man in his 80s, a Chicago man in his 80s, and a McLean County woman in her 70s. As of yesterday afternoon, IDPH had reported a total of 1,049 cases in 30 counties, with cases ranging from those younger than 1 to 99 years old. Per the state's website, coronavirus.illinois.gov, Clinton County has three confirmed cases, and Washington, Williamson, Jackson, and Cumberland counties each have one case. As of this morning, there were no confirmed cases in Wayne or Edwards counties. Health officials say they are still learning about the virus, and information and guidance are rapidly evolving. At this time, it is still unknown if a pregnant woman with COVID-19 can pass the virus to her baby during pregnancy or delivery. According to the CDC, no infants born to mothers with COVID-19 have tested positive for the virus, and it was not found in samples of amniotic fluid or breast milk. Local financial advisor Chris Connard says he is monitoring the stock market's volatility and advising investors to be calm.
I mean, what we're experiencing is called a black swan event. It's an event that adds uncertainty as to the extent of the downside risk to both the economy and earnings. Black swan events are inherently unexpected, and they typically prompt investors to quickly recalibrate their market expectations without the benefit of any historical precedents. I mean, what we're seeing is a market that is not moving on technical indicators. It's moving on panic and fear.
Connard is the branch manager and financial advisor at Connard Financial Group in Fairfield.
My advice would be, if you lay your head on your pillow at night and you have trouble sleeping, maybe we should talk about moving to something safer. If you can hold on, I would stick with it and ride the storm out.
Connard was encouraged by the news Friday that the IRS had pushed back the tax filing deadline by 3 months because of COVID-19. The Fairfield City Council will conduct business tomorrow night at 6 in a teleconference meeting. The night's agenda lists only two items of scheduled business. The first deals with expected approval to enter into an agreement with a TIF attorney. The TIF committee recommended Terry Bruckert at a meeting earlier this month. The other agenda item deals with the city's response to COVID-19. City-owned buildings were closed to the public last week, and the Wayne County Courthouse in Fairfield has also closed its doors to unscheduled visitors. The Wayne County Health Department and Fairfield Memorial Hospital continue to monitor the coronavirus situation as well, and they have repeatedly highlighted the importance of self-isolation for those suffering from respiratory illness symptoms and of calling before arriving at a medical provider. Anyone wishing to join tomorrow's council meeting can call 844-854-2222 just before 6 o'clock. The call is toll-free and may be completed from a landline or cell phone. When prompted, people must enter 767-116 followed by the pound sign and then state their name. We will carry the meeting on 104.9 WFIW. Jasper Grade School is looking for applicants for its superintendent's job, as Dr. John Julius is leaving to accept the superintendent's job at KZ Westfield. Dr. Julius said he was happy at Jasper, but the KZ Westfield job opened new opportunities. The 39-year-old Julius took over at Jasper in mid-2019 after serving as the Dean of Students at Edwards County. He grew up in Totopolis. KZ Westfield Community Unit School District has 900 students. Dr. Julius says he will continue to serve in his role at Jasper until June 30th. He and his family live in Fairfield, and they have a side business, Rosie Jean's Sweet Tea and Jesus, which he says will survive and move with him to the KZ Westfield area. Julius is also a college basketball referee. The Jasper School District is seeking candidates for the open superintendent principal position. According to a release, the Board of Education will offer a competitive salary and benefits package. Applicants must have a superintendent license by July 2020. Applicants should write to Derek Demerat, Board of Education President and Search Committee Chairman at 2030 County Road 1020 North in Fairfield. The deadline to apply is Friday, April 10th. Feed My Sheep Soup Kitchen in Fairfield will remain closed this week for the protection of its volunteers and patrons. Feed My Sheep has posted a number people needing food can call, as well as a list of all local food pantries so they may receive emergency food. Feed My Sheep says it will reevaluate the situation this Saturday to make a decision regarding reopening next week. As the coronavirus spreads across the state, the Illinois Department of Public Health says medical supplies are being used up rapidly. Kim Howard has the story.
Personal protective equipment like masks, gloves, and gowns for healthcare professionals is in short supply, says State Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike.
We are encouraging strongly all ambulatory surgery centers and veterinarians to donate PPE that is not immediately needed to assist healthcare workers, healthcare facilities, and first responders who are on the front line actively responding to COVID-19.
Additionally, IDPH is releasing guidance on limiting non-essential adult elective surgeries, medical procedures, and dental surgeries until further notice. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Governor J.B. Pritzker says his office is looking into extending the tax filing deadline in Illinois. State taxes are currently due April 15th, but the coronavirus situation could push that to a later date. Governor Pritzker says they do have some concerns to work out.
You know, there are challenges for the state of just cash flow, right? I mean, it's obviously we receive a lot of those revenues typically in April, and they're planned for spending related to those revenues that come in April. And so we're trying to figure out whether there's federal borrowing or federal help that will come down the pike. I think there are a lot of states that will have this kind of cash flow issue if they extend their deadlines to July, I think is when the federal government did. But we are working on it. We think this is an important thing for us to evaluate and then do something about.
The IRS has extended the federal tax deadline to July 15th. The search for a chancellor at Southern Illinois University will continue despite the coronavirus outbreak. The Southern Illinoisan reported last week that in a letter to faculty and other university stakeholders, President Dan Mahoney said a search committee has settled on finalists for the position after reviewing application materials and screening candidates for the past 2 months. Mahoney says the pandemic will limit large face-to-face participation in campus interviews of finalists.
Typically, candidates meet with various public interest groups on campus to introduce themselves and answer various questions before a decision is made. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Built on dedication, Graper Post Buildings has earned the trust of thousands throughout the heartland. A major leader in the post frame industry, you can turn to us for advice, best price, and most durable, long-lasting products and buildings in the country. Buildings for agriculture, commercial, residential, and even new roofs. We have the staff, crews, and supplies to handle your project. Turn to Graper Post, a tradition for over 45 years. Call us today at 800-264-5013. Visit us online at graperpost.com or drop by our showroom near Odin, Indiana.
Are you thinking about going back to school? It's never too late, and Frontier Community College is here to help. Get ready for the GED exam with 8-week prep classes that review all subjects as well as job preparation skills. Classes are free and offered on a campus or at a location near you in Albion, Flora, and more. Take the first step in achieving your goals and call Frontier Community College at 842-3711. Classes are starting soon, so don't wait to sign up.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 45. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Representative, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 18,872, down 301. The NASDAQ is at 6,912, up 33. April crude oil is at $19.84. That is down $2.59. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 84-year-old McLeansboro resident Shirley Llewellyn died on Saturday. She had worked at Hamilton Memorial Hospital. Shirley Llewellyn is survived by children Jill Kane, Jeff Llewellyn, Teresa Wellen, Fred Llewellyn, Jessica Bigley, Ashley Link, and Heidi Davis, 12 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, 2 great-great-grandchildren, and multiple nieces and nephews. Shirley Llewellyn requested to be cremated, and a memorial service will be held at a later date. Donations may be made to the Shriners Children's Hospital or to help a child with food, clothing, or shelter. Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with 4 offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather. For today, partly cloudy skies. We'll have a high today around 52. It'll be cloudy tonight with a low of 40 and then a 90% chance for rain tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 52. Outlook for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, partly cloudy on Wednesday, a high of 62 and low of 48. Cloudy skies on Thursday. Thursday will have a high of 72 and a low of 60, and scattered showers on Friday. Friday will have a high of 75 with a low of 62.